If you ever looked at a piece of media or turned on the radio, whether you know it or not, you've probably heard or seen advertising. I mean, how could you not? It's everywhere.
Over time, advertising has changed in some substantial ways, whether it be based on social norms or the law. For starters, smoking has always had some, let's say, interesting advertising campaigns.
In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine more smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
This was before everyone on the planet knew that smoking was bad for you. But it was a while before any kind of legislation was introduced to stop this kind of messaging, or even the messaging to kids for that matter.
The Flintstones has been brought to you by Winston.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay, how's about taking a nap?
Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it! Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack.
Nowadays, you won't hear any kind of smoking ads like that. They sound more like this. Oh, wait. As of the early 90s, in Australia at least, smoking companies are no longer able to advertise.
We don't see very many of them because they're illegal.
This is Professor Hume Winsar, an associate professor in business at Macquarie University.
Which means that cigarette manufacturers have to find other ways of promoting them. And generally, they don't. You know, promotion of cigarettes is pretty much based on a brand name and a price.
So that's something, right? These are the ads for smoking you hear nowadays.
When you smoke, you inhale over 4,000 chemicals, including ammonia, the bleach in toilet cleaner, acetone, the chemical in nail polish remover, benzene found in paint stripper, and hydrogen cyanide used in rat poison. And smoking delivers it straight into your body. So it's no surprise, every cigarette is doing you damage. Now is the time to quit.
Sounds delicious.
Even though smoking ads have gone the way of the dodo, advertising as a whole has evolved significantly.
All this cigarette talk has left a bad taste in my mouth.
Have you tried using Listerine?
You mean the floor cleaner?
No, the mouthwash.
But did you know that in the 1880s, Listerine was marketed as a jack-of-all-trades antiseptic, used to clean floors, scrub feet, and even treat gonorrhea? They decided to market it as a mouthwash in the 1920s, but it just wasn't selling. The company then changed their ads to emphasize on bad breath, or halitosis, making it seem like an urgent medical condition.
Halitosis is a real everyday problem. The trouble is you could have halitosis and never know it, and even your best friend won't tell you.
These ads were brutal, targeting women by saying that without it, you'd be the subject of gossip.
He said that she said that he had halitosis. She said that he said it's true of some girls too. He said that she said the answer was simple. Here's what she said to do. Try Listerine.
So the message somewhat changed. That's obviously in line with changing what they call product positioning. That means people's perception of where that product might be in the minds of the consumer. If it's been repositioned, it might be moved away from killing germs to freshening your breath. We're giving a different message in order to achieve a different perception of what the product is for.
The campaign was successful, and Listerine today is still seen as a mouthwash.
Keep breath fresh and clean with Listerine.
That jingle is annoyingly familiar. I think I've heard something like that before. Vegemite first started seeing ads in World War II, which originally was marketed as a vitamin-rich superfood, essential for children growing up. Take that, quinoa. As important part of its success, however, was the famous Vegemite jingle, which originally aired on the radio in 1954. In more recent years, the brand's image changed to be more representative of Australian culture, and the ads reflected that, becoming more patriotic and featuring more Australian themes.
Things like patriotic music or jingles that connote something which is peculiarly Australian, patriotism, it's part of us, it's part of who we are, and its purpose isn't anything more than to just remind you that we exist.
Okay, but what about this ad here? It promoted a charity and was even narrated by Barbra Streisand. Take a listen.
That was a lucky song for me, but it made me think. What about people who aren't so lucky?
like the thousands and thousands of children who are born each year mentally retarded. They're often quite helpless, but with help, wonderful things can happen, like a little retarded boy putting on his own hat and coat for the first time, all by himself. Won't you support the work of your local unit of the National Association for Retarded Children? Thank you.
That was for the NARC, a large community-based organization which advocates for and assists people with mental disabilities. At the time, NARC stood for the National Association for... well, you kind of get it. Since 1992, the organization changed the name to the ARC, not standing for anything in particular. And why the name change? Over time, the word became more and more derogatory, as people started to use it out of context.
You could probably point to a dozen different Australian companies and international companies that have changed their logos or changed their names in order to be a bit more current. And it's not to avoid saying or being seen to be doing bad things, they just want to be presented better. And yeah, same thing would be the case with ARC. That's probably a more extreme example, but yeah, I can understand why they change it. I would want to.
According to the ARC's website, the only R word that we should use is respect.
Speaking of changing with the times, what's more modern than vaping? That's right, e-cigarettes.
Negative one, I'm tired of being a walking ashtray. Negative two, I'm tired of feeling guilty every time I want to light up. Blue lets me enjoy smoking without it affecting the people around me, because it's vapor, not tobacco smoke. That means no ash, and best of all, no offensive odor.
We've already spoken about regular cigarettes, but what about the new trend with new technologies? Surely there's a whole new set of rules to be made, right?
That it wouldn't be a ban on advertising for a particular product category, but it would also include things like advertising for a brand and advertise, which is predominantly known for that product category. But it would also include advertising for equipment associated with a particular product category.
So basically, the word tobacco is a no-go.
Yeah.
Well then, I guess vaping will forever remain with the hipsters, seeing that it's under the same guidelines as smoking.
It's incredible to see how much advertising has changed.
Who knows where advertising will take us next?
Introducing the new iPhone 37.
Do you experience advertising fatigue? Do you find yourself seeing advertising everywhere you go? Have you or your partner ever wondered just how advertising works? If you've answered yes or no to any of these questions, then tune in to the Macquarie University Back to the Future Student Takeover, November 8th, 9 to 12, on 2SER 107.3.